Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
There was a time in my life when I was younger and I was spirited that I really felt like I wanted to win everything that I was competing in. Everything. Doesn't matter if it was cornhole, ping pong, a video game, whatever. Everything. I wanted blood. And then I got a little bit older. I'm like, man, I mean, dude, just chill out and compete heavily on the things that really matter, right? So I don't know why this week that it's annoying me that Kristen and I are not winning this competition.
I'm the same level of competitive as you. Dude, I get in the line at the airport, the TSA line, and I pick a person in a different line, and if I don't beat them through the TSA line, I'm legitimately pissed about it.
Oh, that is really good. Uh-huh. That's a good topic for tomorrow if anyone wants to call in. Like, what are the things you strangely are competing in? I'll tell you where I do this also.
Uh-huh.
Is if I am in the front of the intersection at a light, and there's somebody right next to me.
Yes, yes.
In my head, it's a drag race, and as soon as it goes to green, I got to beat them through the intersection.
Dude, I do this at Target all the time. Like, I'll pick somebody that's, like, somewhere else, and I'll be like, can I get through the checkout faster than them? And it becomes a thing, but the TSA is the main one.
And it's frustrating. It's frustrating when you don't.
Yeah,
right?
I actually am legitimately disappointed in myself and feel like a loser if I can't get through faster.
Messy Mikey, I don't really feel like you get very passionate about anything. So are you a very competitive person?
No, I've been accused of it, but I'm not competitive. I don't care if I lose. I am just happy to be there. If I'm playing golf, I like walking through the grass. I'm just having fun.
See, but you're the guy that I root for.
Yeah, I'm the best.
I want to live in your head for one
day. I know, right?
I just need a vacation from my own thoughts.
All right, representing Gen X, it is Kristen and myself.
We are Gen X. The kids plug in a destination. We are Gen X.
With a much better theme song, Gen Z.
She is the name of my generation. You better get ready for a revolution.
As we stand today, it is Gen X 7. Is this right?
Yeah. Gen Z 7, Gen X 6.
It says
yeah.
Gen X 7 on this.
It does. That's incorrect.
It's the other way around.
There we go. Because we are down by 1 point because yesterday we played for what felt like an eternity, and literally both teams got a whopping 1 point each. So after 3 full days of questions, Gen X has 6 points, Gen Z has 7.
I have no idea if listeners are enjoying this game. I'm having a blast. Yeah.
This is fun. And I think we should change the name. Can we call it Beat the Geese?
Beat the Geese. You can't refer to Kristen like that. All right, let's go.
All right, since Gen X is down a point again today, you guys are going to go first. Here is your question, Bert and Kristen. This artist took Gaudier's song, Somebody That I Used to Know, and sampled it for her song, Anxiety. Who is the artist?
Who is Joji?
I featured that
on a playlist forever ago when I was trying to give you a playlist about something I don't even remember what it was about, but I know I played it on the air.
All right, Bert and Kristen, enjoy it. You are tied currently.
Beautiful.
But that could change now. Gen Z, here's your question. Elton John dedicated a rewritten version of his song, Candle in the Wind, to a famous royal who passed tragically at the age of 36.
Oh.
Who was
you know about
the royal?
Royals. I don't do royals.
Princess Diana.
There we go. Man,
what kind of freaking slam dunk is that? Are you kidding me?
He didn't know.
I was going to say Prince Andrew or something.
Prince Andrew died in our hearts recently, but not.
I have no idea who any of them are.
He was just going to say Prince.
All right, back to Gen X. Gen Z is now. now up by one.
Hold on 1 second. Just for giggles, can you, you got Prince Andrew and we got Princess. Can you name one other royal?
Prince Albert?
He's not wrong.
What? Who's Prince Albert?
But you weren't thinking that Prince Albert.
Well, true. Can I tell you why I think of Prince Albert? Yeah. Very quickly, in prank calls, you know how you call up and say, is your refrigerator running? My yes. mom used to call convenience stores and say, do you have Prince Albert in a can?
Right.
And they say yes. And you say, well, you better let him out. And that's my favorite. I love it.
What a knee slapper.
Back to the game.
Wow. Thank you for derailing the game from that.
I love that more than anything on earth. I love it.
All right, Gen X, here's your question.
Yes.
Sabrina Carpenter recently caused controversy with a scandalous cover of her new album. What is the name of Sabrina Carpenter's new album?
I'm trying to be skanky.
No. She is not skanky. She is submissive.
Okay, I'm trying to be submissive.
There is a difference.
Look, there's got to be a tie into that, right? Submissive.
So we have Taylor Swift, Life of a Showgirl now.
Yeah.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid. No. So the song is Man Child, right? There's a song Man Child from the album.
You can't ask them for help that we're competing against them.
I didn't ask them. I merely side-eyed Abby to see if I saw any movement in her face, okay?
You're looking at me like I'm giving you the answer. Like,
Lady on Her Knees.
Okay. I got nothing on this one.
Pull My Hair. Real good.
That's our final answer.
Favorite song. Save all of these things, Kristen.
That is our final answer.
Now I can picture her like on her knees, her hair getting pulled, and she's looking at the camera like, ooh, I like this. Mm-hmm.
Diary of a Limpy D.
Do you give up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man's Best Friend.
Oh, no.
I was going to say Dog Days of Sabrina.
All right.
Oh, good. Good.
Marketing genius, Mikey Wakefield.
What's the score?
It is 8-7 right now. You're still down by one. Okay. So they are not going to pull ahead with this question, though, because.
Oh, my God.
Good.
I will give you 2 points if you give this question right.
Okay.
What year did they jump forward to in the 1989 movie Back to the Future 2?
2015. We've passed it.
I feel like it was 2015.
That might be right.
I think it's 2015.
Do you want to rip that? Rip 2015.
I think it's 2015. I think it is 2015.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
You sure?
I don't know why I feel weirdly confident about 2015.
He just doesn't look excited that we got it right.
But, well, I mean, we're also on the opposing team.
Yeah, hit it.
I'm talking about.
I was just
kidding about the 2 points. You don't get
it. No, controversy.
Controversy.
We're not giving extra points.
Tommy, please stick to that.
That's on the record.
I didn't
think there was any way. How do you know that?
Because that's the year I graduated high school, and I remember for some reason it came out on Twitter, and we all shared it. We're like, well, it's so cool.
Here's my odd competitiveness. All right, then you need to offer Bert and I a question where we can get double points. Please and thank you.
All right.
Can we not alter the rules from this point
forward?
Okay,
fine. We'll take one.
We will take one point.
We will graciously accept it, even though we were promised to.
We'll know what it really is.
On the record.
All right. Here we go. What are the first names of the Salvatore brothers from the Vampire Diaries?
That's a good question.
What?
Bert, you know
hell.
This.
The Salvatore. All right. So look at me.
Lucius?
Yep.
And
there's Pedro.
Pedro
Salvatore. You said brothers. Do we know how many brothers? How many brothers are there? Are they like the Mario brothers? Is there just two?
It's two brothers.
Two brothers.
Let's go with Mario and Luigi.
No, we're not. Their last name is Salvatore.
Salvatore.
Salvatore, you uneducated swan.
I'm sorry. Cassie phonetically spelled it out. Salvatore.
What about Salvatore?
Salvatore. I'm going with Chuck.
No, we are not going with Chuck.
And like Stevie.
That is not our final answer.
You're not going to get it.
Let me
tried.
You're not even close.
It is Chuck and Steve.
I'm going to go with George and Frank.
That's fine.
What? George and Frank.
Okay. Where did that come from?
The correct answer, Damon and Stefan.
Stefan.
Obviously.
I don't know. I didn't watch that crap.
Last one. Give it to them, and then we'll move on with our slow lives.
I'm going to find the hardest damn one on.
For 3 points.
Gosh.
If you get this right, we subtract 4 points.
Oh. That's on the record.
What famous 80s heavy metal hair band? I wouldn't call them heavy metal. I'd call them hard hair rock. Hair band. Sang the 1988 number one Billboard hit, Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Oh man. What kind of gimmies?
Okay, wait, I thought Seal sang it.
It's Poison, right?
That's A Kiss by a Rose.
What are you doing?
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Isn't it Poison?
Yeah, I think you're right.
All right, we're going to lock in Poison. All right. I've only gotten 2 questions right, and they've both been music. Abby's done everything else.
Kristen, what do we got to do, man?
Did they get 3 right today, and got one?
I have no idea. We can't keep score. We're playing.
I think that's right. It's 10 to 7 now.
Didn't get 1 point today? I got a point. We only had six.
Yeah.
Dang it.
We are getting smoked right now.
No, we're not. Right. It's 7 to 10.
Yeah.
10-7.
That's what it looks like.
If we play bingo, you guys might have a chance.
At some point or another, we're going to have to end this thing. So here's the rules for when it ends, is when Kristen and I are up by 2 points.
The Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig?
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still. Not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University. What can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.